Okay, very good, Mark. Yeah, if you tried to check in earlier, we did not hear you either for the T-Barginet or for this one. So, however, your signal now that you did connect with us is rock solid. Again, just like Joe, you've got a great signal. You should be very proud of it. It's working well and no dropouts. So thanks for joining us, and keep doing whatever it is you're doing that makes that happen. We really didn't have a topic this evening, so the one I was going to talk about is would have put a lot of people to sleep, but just so you know, the Perseids meteor shower is going on, and it's reaching its peak in the next couple of days. And not only that, it's reaching its peak of meteors entering the Earth's atmosphere and leaving ionized trails, which we can bounce signals off of. But there's another, I knew I was going to forget the name of it, another meteor that's meteor shower that's coming in at the same time. So it's going to get two for one. It happens on 6 meters is your most reliable. It's meteor scatter, and you can work that, or you can listen to it and observe it to find out what's going on and who's doing what exactly on what frequency. You can go to Ping Jockey. That's P-I-N-G, Papa Indio November Golf, Ping Jockey, it's all one word, .net, and remember net, N-E-T. The mode that we operate is WSJTX MSK-144, and the frequency is 50.260. I've had quite a few connections. Not exactly, we didn't finish the contacts, but it's been working quite nicely, usually around 10 o'clock at night. It's best around 4 o'clock in the morning, but that's not on my schedule at the moment. So if you want to play around on 6 meters meteor scatter, 2 meters works as well. It's very active right now, and it's really a lot of fun and exciting to see. So with that, I'll take a break.